I know obviously you want a deep outing anyway, but is it more important for you today? You got a doubleheader, you had another starter go on the IL, and you're really able to step on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, for the doubleheader, you know you need the bullpen today. So, yeah, going deep was definitely the intention for sure.
You were pretty blunt with KC after that game. You called yourself on my ability. Did you think this was more like the Chris Bassett you expect yourself to be?
Yeah, for sure. I think, I'm not going to give you our secrets, but I think all of our starters have been pretty poor throughout the year, and I thought we kind of had to come to Jesus before Shane start, and just had some talks, hard talks about kind of how we were pitching, our mindset of pitching, and then Shane went out there and did his thing. I thought he was on the attack, and it was just that's how we wanted to be. I think overall we've been too cute throughout the year, and we didn't do well. So it's just like we have guys bullpen wise and obviously starters that are way too good to be being cute out there. So I honestly, between Frenchie and what he's been doing behind the scenes and obviously Shane, we're just kind of passing the baton, so to speak.
You've been teammates now with Adley for about a month. To see him be able to hit a grand slam and also play the way defensively behind the plate, just how impressive is he?
Yeah, fortunately, I've seen that on the other side a lot, so I kind of have expectations for Adley. But yeah, I mean, he's obviously living up to him. He's world class when it comes to catching. He's also world class when it comes to hitting. So I'm just happy he's my teammate for sure. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it too much on the other side where it's like, gosh dang. But yeah, he's the real deal.
Thank you.